Okay.
Any water?
We didn't give them credit, and I saw them play, and I knew their guys from last year. So I got to say, I thought Ryder was a talented team. I know they were missing a point guard, but they really. I said no one's ever scored. I don't think anybody scored that many points against us. And Greg informed me that we had it in the first half. So give them credit. We got a lot of work to do. There's no question about it. Especially on the defensive end, we stressed it the last 2 days, and they made shots. They made shots, and we got a lot of work to do. But give them credit. I don't want to take away from what Ryder did. So I want to touch on that. Most importantly, they made shots. They played well. They responded. I don't think they felt they played good in their last game, and they came back and responded. So give Coach Dempsey credit. Give their experienced seniors credit. And now we've got to work on some things. And defensively is obviously where I didn't think we played great defense last game, and obviously we're there. So again, 45 points in the first half, pretty good indicator. But we responded in the second half. We made some adjustments. I won't tell you what they were, but the 8-minute timeout there, we made adjustments, and I finally got a little bit smarter. So we got it turned a little bit. So we got some work to do, but it's good. Give them credit. I want to say we can get better, but. But they played very well.
Jamie, I think you guys played so efficiently early that offensively that maybe they lit up a little bit on the other end. And then because you were, scored 30 points in eight, 9 minutes.
Well, you're on the player side, huh? I guess you're going to give them that.
Sport retired.
You hope that doesn't happen. They're very stationary defensively. I kept saying, don't get into their thing, what they're doing defensively. We need to be out. We need to be aggressive. We need to be active. And we just didn't do it. But give them credit. They spaced it, and then they drove us early, and then they seemed to start driving threes. And, we put a big focus on not giving up layups, and I think the number was 13 that we gave up. So it was layups. It was threes. I mean, they shot 53%, and they had 5 turnovers. So, I mean, we pride ourselves on our offense. Offensive efficiency. We are number one, I think, in the country as far as over the last 5 years, according to those stats, those Pomeroy stats. But what they did was that was offensive efficiency, 53% and only 5 turnovers. So the good thing is we out-rebounded 24. We battled in that regard, and we took advantage of them spreading us out and not allowing any offensive rebounds to them, second shot opportunities. But, we've got some work to do, and we got to get better, and we got to get things that we got so many young guys out there that at times it holds back, I think, our older guys too at times. So we've got to all be learning, listening, and getting better. And so we made we had older guys make young men mistakes, and we got to get that changed. And we had young guys make young guy mistakes, and so we got to get that changed.
You guys were down by 6 in the second half.
Right. I think it was a flash three. Yes, set play. I mean, we had open looks. I mean, our offense was pretty good. We shot 50%. We got 20 offensive rebounds. We only had 9 turnovers. I mean, our offense was good. You just can't give up that kind of numbers. I mean, you're going to be in a game. I mean, you shouldn't win if your team shoots 53% and has 5 turnovers. But we offensively were good, and I thought we got a little bit stationary and didn't get as much penetration for a stretch there. Relied on too many threes, way too many, 34 out of our 62 shots. We've never had a percentage like that, I don't think, number of threes. So I'm sure Greg will look that up and let you know. But we got to do a better job of recognizing that. And maybe as was mentioned, maybe we just got happier, complacent with shooting threes, catch and shoot threes, and we need penetration, inside touches, and then threes if we're going to do that. But we'll get to work tomorrow. We'll get ready for Long Beach State.
Describe the efforts that Nazir made tonight. 22 points. It seems like he's really starting to find his niche, especially after the injury. Seems like
Greg did some good things on the offensive end. Had 4 assists, which is something I talked to him today about. And that sets up the scoring too. If you make a couple passes, well, then they start sticking out to the guys on the perimeter, and then it gives them a little bit more room to work inside, especially in the zone like that. It really gets to how we attack it. So, again, offensively it was there, but again, defensively, it's a whole other story. So. Again, that's they spaced it out. They got some confidence. They shot some threes, and that's usually an adjustment for us early in the season because we're practicing against ourselves and we don't play quite like that. And so, you know, it's always an adjustment. And you know, we'll get better at it. I mean, again, we're going through today things today that our guys have never seen and our young guys. And so we've got to keep improving. But again, give them credit. They had 18 assists. They had 30 baskets. Very good. They played really well.
You guys out rebounded them 43-19. For a game that close, does it concern you that you were able to rebound that much yet the game got that close?
I mean, I know what happened. I mean, they made shots and we didn't defend well. So, yeah, I'm concerned. I mean, but I was concerned yesterday and I was concerned the day before. So, if you're asking if I'm all of a sudden concerned, I'm not. If I was concerned before, yeah. So, but we're always concerned at this time, and you know, you got to get better. I mean, we're not in the regular season. We're not in our best. This better not be our best. Let's put it that way, and I'm sure it's not. Yeah.
Well, was there a little bit of a bright spot towards the end of there defensively? About 3 minutes left, you get two key charges.
Yeah, we got the charges, and I think that was key. I mean, we made adjustments, and we did some things, but, you know, we've got to – You can't rely on, you know, the last 4 minutes, last 8 minutes. You know, that's what you have to do. But, you know, we're going to be in games like that. So, you know, it was good the way we handled it. You know, it was good the way we handled it. And we made the plays and it seemed like we got shots. And down the stretch, it seemed like the shots they made were tougher ones. You know, they had end of shot clock about two in a row. I mean, a deep three at the buzzer and the OB, a sideline, sideways jump shot. So, you know, give them credit. I mean, that was not just one team not getting it done defensively. It was one team making shots too.
Dante had a couple big baskets.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, Dante was good. I thought we could have got a little bit more. He's got to be a little bit more active in the zone, I think. But we really relied on Nas and as far as interior stuff and catches. But Dante played well, and I think as coaches we messed up a little bit on some things. I took full blame at halftime for one play on how we guarded it, and I took full responsibility for that. But boy, I hope that didn't give them an out as far as our players. So I put some guys in positions maybe they weren't ready for, and I had hoped that they would be. Yeah, the kid is confident. There's no question about it. And in some ways, it's a good thing. In a lot of ways, it's a good thing. In some ways, it's sometimes he doesn't recognize what he needs to improve on. And it's, you know, it's 20 practices, it's two games. But he's going to be a really good player. There's no question. I think everybody can see that. You know, I sat and talked with him about defense today. On what he needs to do, because he really was the guy in Albany that was, you know, a guy that really stood out. So today he was solid. We kind of put him in a position where he was all right on where to guard. But I think what he will do will get better because he's tough, he's competitive, he wants to be a player, and it's such an adjustment. It's such an adjustment. And, you know, he's playing against two fourth-year guys every day in practice, and Trayvon and Ashton, so that'll help him as he gets going here. But he's a coming. He's going to be a very good player. There's no question about it. You guys will like him.
Practice,
that was just for a couple seconds. Obviously, Lamar was in foul trouble. I want to give him a blow. I thought John would be a little bit more comfortable, but we didn't do it long. We haven't practiced that lineup, but with our 2 and 3 being very similar, it's not a big adjustment. We didn't do it too long. I don't anticipate it happening a lot, but we'll see. We'll see how guys progress. We'll see how guys progress. Yeah. Malcolm was, again, working on his hand as we were going through walkthrough today. So, I mean, there's always, you know, there's something there. But he's going to be good. He's going to be good for us. I anticipate him playing this year and not redshirting, if that's what people are wondering. But, you know, the injury is going to have some effect on it. But we'll get him better. I guarding out on the perimeter probably wouldn't have been his strength, and that's what he would have had to do today. So I look forward to watching him practice tomorrow and where he's going to be in the next week. So. I anticipate improvement. I anticipate improvement from him. He's going to be a good player for us. Really, really happy with him. Okay. Thank you, guys.